My name is John Bayliss, and welcome again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. We're so pleased you've joined us. If you've joined us for the first time, then welcome. Well, God loves you, and he wants to do a work in your life that no man can do. I'd like to open in prayer. Lord, I pray that you grant your servant this day again great boldness to bring your word, that, Lord, you stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And all God's children said, Amen. Well, we look at Psalm 51, 1 again, starting there, and now Psalm 31. What we're looking at is, what is God's nature like? What is his heart and his thoughts towards you? We see this from the Psalm that says, Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness. According to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. And 31:7 says, I will be glad to rejoice in your mercy, for you have considered my trouble. You have known my soul in adversities. Well, friends, God's never-ending mercy and his loving kindness is towards you. It shows us to forgive you of your sins, and he does this according to the to his many and his tender mercies, his great mercies he's showing, and his deep love that he has for you, amen? Okay, the message today is, I think I have lost my salvation. I think I've committed or done some big sin. Well, loved ones, I have good news for you. We go to Matthew 12, 31 to 32. Jesus said, blasphemy, even blasphemy against me or any sin, okay, any sin can be forgiven, all except one, speaking against the Holy Spirit, shall never be forgiven, either in this world or in the world to come. Jesus said every sin can be forgiven. The one sin that shall never be forgiven is speaking against the Holy Spirit, either in this world or in the world to come. And I will let the Bible explain what this one sin is. We go to Mark 3, 22. Jesus' trouble is that he's possessed by Satan, king of demons. That's why demons obey him. So Jesus called him to him and said to them in a parable, explaining, how can Satan cast out Satan? And a kingdom divided against itself will collapse or fall. A home filled with strife and division destroys itself. And if Satan is fighting against himself, how can he stand? But has an end. Surely, truly I say to you, all sins will be forgiven, man or woman, even blasphemy, swearing against me. But blasphemy against the Holy Spirit can never be forgiven. It is an eternal sin. Jesus told this because they were saying he did his miracles by Satan's power. Instead of acknowledging or accepting, it was the Holy Spirit's power. Friends, Jesus explains very clearly that all the healings and deliverances and miracles and signs and wonders and all done by the Holy Spirit's power. The one sin is to say that it was done by Satan or demons. But I pray for the sick, and every other person that prays for the sick, it's the Holy Spirit that does the healing, the miracle, the signs and the wonders. We also know that Satan the deceiver will lie to you and tell you that your sin cannot be forgiven. Well, he's a liar. The Bible says he's the father of lies. God leaves nothing out. He leaves no sin out in his offer of salvation. Amen. We go to Acts 13, 38 and 39. In this man, Jesus, there is forgiveness for your sins. Everyone who trusts in him is freed from all guilt and declared righteous, something the Jewish law could never do. See what it's saying? Everyone who trusts in Jesus is freed from all guilt. Men and women are forgiven for all your sins and declared righteous. You are justified by your faith in Christ to save you. Everyone who truly asks for pardon or asks for forgiveness will never be refused. Amen. Will never be refused. Isaiah 55:7, let men cast off their wicked deeds. Let them banish or do away with from their minds the very thought of doing wrong. Let them turn to the Lord that he may have mercy upon them and to our God, and he will abundantly pardon. We will abundantly forgive. Amen. Friends, we cannot have bad thoughts coming into our minds. It's only when we keep thinking on them, then it's wrong. These thoughts end up in action. That's why to stop thinking on them. Isaiah 1:18 says, come, let's talk this over, says the Lord. No matter how deep the stain of your sins, I can take it out and make you as clean as freshly fallen snow. Even if you are stained as red as crimson or red as bright red, I can make you white as wool. Amen. What an awesome promise. God is saying to you, come, let's talk this over. No sin is too deep or bad, but I can take it out and make you clean as freshly fallen snow. Even if you are stained bright red with sin, God says, I can make you white as wool. Amen. Acts 10:43, and all the prophets have written about Jesus, saying that anyone who believes in him will have their sins forgiven through his name. John 3:16-17, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. Friend, if you believe in Jesus Christ, for God so loved you, he did not send his Son into the world to punish you, but to save you. Amen. Romans 5:8, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. But the free gift of eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord, the free gift of eternal salvation is now being offered to everyone. We must make the choice, or you must make the choice on this. 10:9, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And your response, friends, receive Christ. And what to pray? Just follow me in this prayer. It's the greatest prayer you'll ever make this side of heaven. Just follow me along. Dear Heavenly Father, I know that I'm a sinner and need your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins. I want to turn from my sins. I now invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as Lord and Saviour. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, receiving Christ, we are born into God's family. Amen. It's a supernatural work of the Holy Spirit. And give God first place in your life, and he will take you places you only dreamed of. Get into a good Bible-based church where you can have a spiritual oversight. We'll pray with you and for you. Best thing you can ever do. Right, we get to the next part of it. We're going to be praying for the sick very shortly. Surely he took our infirmities and carried our sorrows. yet we consider him stricken by God, smitten by him, and afflicted. What Isaiah the prophet was looking through, the corridor of time to when Jesus Christ the Messiah went to the cross at Calvary. He took our infirmities, all our sicknesses and diseases and sins, Jesus took them all. The curse that was on us, he took it for our healing and our sorrows and our sins. He took them so we can be free from sorrow and sickness and sins. Amen. Jesus carried the burdens, the curse of all sickness for you and me. Amen. Matthew 8:17, this was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. He took our infirmities and carried our diseases. Jesus Christ offered himself as a sacrifice for your health. Amen. 1 Peter 1:19, but with the precious blood of Christ, the Lamb without blemish or defect. John 15:13, greater love has no man than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. Jesus Christ says he is a friend. And when you accept him as your Lord and Savior, he laid down his life for you. He was wounded and bruised for your sins. He was beaten that you might have peace. He was lashed and beaten with a whip so that you are healed. This is the best news mankind ever heard. Amen. 1 Peter 2:24, he himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree. So that was the cross. So we might die to sins and live for righteousness. And by his wounds, you have been healed. Jesus has taken your sins when he was beaten and crucified on the cross for your sins, so that you might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed. Jesus took all Satan's power from him by going to the cross. Jesus holds the keys to your good health. Amen. We go to Colossians 2:15. I had a person say to me one day that the power that we Christians have. Listen to what Colossians 2:15. Jesus, having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. It was saying Jesus stripped all the spiritual tyrants in the universe of their sham authority at the cross. We, the church, now have the authority to cast out all spiritual tyrants. Every sickness must go in the name above all names, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. This is good news, friends. Jesus, in Isaiah 55:10-11, as the rain and the snow comes down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it and flourishing, that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater. So is my word that goes forth out of my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I said. Friends, God is saying, as the rain comes down from heaven and it does not return until the rain has watered the crops, making them grow, it's the same as God's word. He sends it out and it always produces fruit, fruits of healing and peace. It shall always do all I want it to. So that's what the Lord says. Then prosper everywhere I send it, says the Lord. You will live in joy and peace. That's a promise from the word of God. Psalm 107:20, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Just as the rain comes down to make the crops grow, so God sends his word and heals you. He delivers you from the destruction that's in sickness and diseases too. Jesus will deliver you. Psalm 30:2, O Lord my God, I cried out to you and you have healed me. See, friends, God has said to those who cry out for healing, he will answer their prayer and heal them. Amen. 1 Thessalonians 1:5, for our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit. And Luke 4:18, for the Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He's called me to bring healing to the brokenhearted and to preach freedom to the captives. He's appointed me to release the oppressed, open blind eyes, and announce that God is ready to give blessings to all who come to him. Holy Spirit, I pray, if what I've said is from you, then confirm your word with signs following. I'll start to pray for the sick and place your hand on the sick or hurting part of your body now. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command health to every physical body, amen. I rebuke every form of infirmity. I rebuke every form of disease, whatever the disease is. I rebuke every cancer and cyst, every one of them, in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare that they are cursed at the root, and I command blessing of divine health freely flows into the lives of the listeners. And I command a reconstructive, recreative miracle to take place into every single cell and tissue that's been damaged or malfunctioning in the listeners, Lord, I pray. Lord, I speak to every life that is in torment. For your name is Jehovah Shalom, our peace. I thank you, Holy Spirit. I give you praise, Father, that the enemy has been defeated, and the peace of God now, peace of God has now healing every broken heart. Every sorrow is lifted right now. Every burden and yoke is destroyed, because you, O Lord, are the joy in the morning. You alone are more than enough. You, O Lord, are our strength and our song, and we magnify your holy name. I thank that you are our righteousness, you are our shepherd, you are our divine giver of life. Let the power of this blessing rest upon you and be imparted to you when you use your word and the authority of Jesus' name. Well, friends, act your faith, try moving. You'll find that pains have started to leave your body. Start to check it out. Just see if there's an improvement. Some people are healed in seconds, some minutes, some hours, and some like several days. But the Bible says it clearly in Mark 16, you shall recover. It means you will get well. There are people being healed right now. Pains have started to disappear on them now. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. People have been healed right now. Shoulder injuries are being healed. Pains are disappearing. Migraine headaches are disappearing. Amen. Well, don't let fear come upon you. The Bible says to fear not. To keep you healing, know that it is God's will for you to be healed. Sometimes healing takes time. Give thanks for what has been done. You must forgive as Jesus has forgiven us. Don't hold on to hate or to unforgiveness. Jesus said, live in peace with each other, amen. A cheerful heart does good like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. That's in Proverbs 17:22. A cheerful heart does good like medicine. So a cheerful heart is medicine. We would love to hear from you if you've made a decision for Christ, or this message has touched you in some way, then we would love to hear from you. Well, the benediction is, and now may the Lord bless you, and may the Lord keep you, and may the Lord make his face to shine upon you, and may the Lord be gracious unto you and give you his peace. May you walk in the joy of your salvation. May every sickness and disease be conquered and destroyed in your body. May you recognize that your enemies have already been defeated before you, and that God has already prepared the way that you consider impossible. Nothing is impossible to the God you serve. May your tomorrows be the best days of your life, because God is your Father, and no good thing will he withhold from those who diligently seek him. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Shalom. Amen.
mighty rushing streams. Sweet, sweet anointing pouring out. Just a touch of the hand of Jesus dipped into the oil of the Holy Ghost. It will soon away all my tears. It's the anointing that I need, Lord. Sweet, sweet anointing down to make me clean like a mighty rushing stream. Sweet, sweet anointing pouring out the oil. My soul.